Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Lots of questions and we have answers. Let's get right to them. The first one comes from Sean in Lakeville. Should the Vikings have been playing Cordarrelle Patterson earlier? He's clearly a playmaker and we need that firepower. I hesitate to question how the Vikings have brought Cordarrelle along. They were very intentional about it the entire way. They said from the start he would be an electric returner right away and would take time to develop as a receiver. That's exactly what's happened. Maybe Cordarrelle would have been this good if he had played earlier, but maybe not. Either way, it's hard to argue with the results. The Vikings have done a good job with their rookie. Our next question comes from Renee. If Cordarrelle Patterson returns a touchdown against the Lions, he will have returned a touchdown against the entire division. Is that some type of record or first time? It is for the Vikings, we know that for a fact, because the single season record for kickoff return touchdowns is held by Percy Harvin, and it's 2. So by definition, he didn't return one against every team in our division because we have 3 teams in the division. Cordarrelle Patterson is coming up on a lot of records, including the Vikings' single-season kickoff return yardage record, which he could break over the next 3 games, and the touchdown record. He's already tied Percy. One more will give him the record. And if it comes against the Lions, yes, it will mark the first time a Vikings returner has returned a touchdown against every team in our division in the same season. Our next question comes from Brian in Rosemont. Why did the Vikings kick to Jacoby Jones at the end of the Ravens game? Leslie Frazier was asked this question on Monday, and he said the Vikings actually tried to kick it away from Jones. That's why they used the high pooch kick. They didn't think Jones could come up and get it. Unfortunately, he did, and he took it to the house. The Vikings had a similar scenario 2 weeks ago against the Bears. They used the high pooch kick, which they call a mortar kick, and they kept it out of Hester's hands. Unfortunately, they weren't able to keep it out of Jones' hands this time. Our next question comes from Aaron in Cannon Falls. Are there any Vikings players playing for a job over the final 3 games of the season? Yes, all of them are. If you ask any guy on the roster, they'll tell you they're playing for something, whether it's a spot on the depth chart this season, a new contract over the offseason, or to prove to coaches that they still belong at this level. That's been the great thing about the Vikings this season. Even though they're 3-9-1, they're out of the playoff picture. The team has fought the entire season. They've never given up. And that's one thing you can credit this team for doing. Our next question comes from Isaac in Sacramento, California. If Adrian Peterson and Toby Gerhart can't play on Sunday, who will shoulder the load? It sounds like Matt Asiata would be the guy who would get most of the reps, but also the Vikings have a practice squad running back that they could throw into the mix. Joe Banyard, he had a good preseason this summer. Between those two guys, they would probably carry the load, but hopefully Gerhart will be able to go. Our last question comes from Jim in Minneapolis. Great to see Jerome Simpson get his first touchdown as a Viking. Think he will be part of the team next year? I hope so. Jerome's had a good season. You remember he started off very hot against Detroit and Chicago, and then, as Jim referenced, he got a touchdown against Baltimore, his first career touchdown as a Viking. I love the speed that Jerome brings to this offense. We have Cordarrelle Patterson, a young rookie. We have Greg Jennings, the veteran. We have Jarius Wright, another young player. I think the element that Jerome can bring to the offense is speed, and that's something not a lot of guys have. It would be nice to have Jerome back on the team next year. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thanks for watching, and thanks for all your questions. Keep sending them in to the address at the bottom of your screen, and we'll see you next week. Ready? 3, 2.